Hey, you made it. Holy fuck, how long has it been? 2 years? I'm so happy to see you. Come here, give me a hug. Oh, this thing? Yeah, you know me. If I'm doing fancy dress, it's gotta be worthwhile. Gotta look the part. And I never got to wear this last Halloween because of... Well, I might tell you that later. But I'm bringing my youth back with the gothic look. Seriously, who doesn't love a vampire costume? And not just any vampire. It's Carmilla, the first female vampire. And look, I even got some fangs. Terrifying, aren't I? Just don't come too close or I'm gonna get you. I'll let you into a secret, though. I only picked this costume because it's easy. Learned my lesson after the complicated mess I made of my zombie thing a few years ago. Anything that makes using the bathroom that hard is out of the question, especially when there's booze to be had. And look at you, rocking the Star Trek outfit. I'm kidding. Of course, I know you're a Jedi. I was just checking to see if you were still fun to tease after all these years, my young Padawan. And I guess I have my answer. What? Oh, I didn't say anything. Hey, is Sally here with you? Is she at the bar, or... Oh, shit, you broke up? Fuck, how did I not know that? I'm sorry. It really has been such a long time. I guess we've got a lot to catch up on. Come on, let's grab a drink. Oh, shit, yeah. Wasn't that the weekend your old school friend had traveled up? Yeah, the one who couldn't handle his beer and he fell asleep halfway through the comedy night? The poor lamb got absolutely slaughtered by the comedians all night and had no clue. Absolutely brutal. What was his name? Dan? Steve! That's it. I've always been terrible with names. Fuck, those comedy nights were good. Now we're both single. We should maybe start going to them again. Fun to bring old traditions back, you know? Maybe we should go see a few bands, too. Hey, now that we've both had a couple of drinks, I've got to ask something because I'm a nosy bitch. Tell me to piss off if you must, but what happened with you and Sally? You gradually became incompatible, huh? That's a pity. She was nice, and you seemed happy. Are you still on good terms? Friendly rather than friends. Whoa, when did you become so wise? Oh, my breakup? Nuh-uh, not even close to enough booze in me to talk about that. Speaking of which, it's my round. No, hush, of course we're doing rounds. We've always done rounds when it's just us. Hey, what was that drink the guy from the Big Lebowski has? Yeah, the White Russian. You've got the ingredients saved on your phone? Of course you have. Send it to me, I'll go buy us one. You know you're not escaping tonight without a hangover, right? I've always been able to drink you under the table. Tonight's no different. I'm whipping your ass, if you're lucky. But before that, I'm destroying you at the game of drink. Lovely, thanks. Oh, I don't think you meant to send that to me, did you? It must have been on your phone's clipboard, but instead of the recipes for a drink, you sent me a link to a not safe for work post on Reddit. What could this be? No. The drinks can wait. Considering how embarrassed you're looking, I've got to see this first. Come on, move up. Let's see what you sent me. G-W-A. Okay, fuckface, what the fuck? This is going to be one of my audios, isn't it? I'm assuming you've sent it to me as you've heard me on there and you're being a dick. Wait, seriously? You haven't heard me on there? You're on GWA2? Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. So the accidental link was to a fill of one of your scripts? You're a writer? Does anyone know? Oh fuck, small fucking world. Ha! Huh. Hey, I'm sorry I got all accusatory. It's a secret for me too. Yeah, nobody knows. But now I want to know what you write. Wait, hold that thought. I'm buying us some shots first for courage or something. Be right back. There we go. 3 each, just like old times. Plenty of courage right there. And yes, they're going to be awful. Again, just like old times. Cheers. Don't be a coward. Down in one. There you go. My turn. Oh, fuck. They're absolutely vile. Okay, so rather than looking through each other's GWA accounts and maybe weirding each other out, shall we have the talk about why we're on there? Okay, my idea, so me first. I guess I have two big reasons. The first is that it's fucking sexy as hell to imagine people all over the world who are getting off to the sound of me getting off. Blows my mind to think about. Secondly, and this kind of ties into my breakup, I want to experiment with my dominant side. Things were always quite vanilla with my ex, and I guess I just want to play about with some of my hottest fantasies, and in those, I'm always in charge. Fuck, how long have we known each other? We've never talked about this shit. So, come on, Mr. Writer. What about you? Come on, you've got to tell me. To create intimacy and comfort after your breakup. Aw. And femdom? Was that a writing technique? Easier to write than active participant? It's because you're into it? Don't tease me like that, it's mean. You're serious. Fuck. What, like, gentle femdom? Sometimes gentle, sometimes hard. Whoa, okay. Pass me another shot glass. I need a drink before I tell you something. Cheers. Oh, they're no better the second time. Fuck. Okay. This is embarrassing, but a few years back, I had a thing for you. We were never single at the same time, so I just kind of sat on it when I really wanted to sit on you. Terrible joke, I know, but it's true. You are kind of shy and a bit awkward, and my brain took me from throwing my arm around you and looking after you to taking you away, doing terrible things to you and corrupting you, and back again. Aw, you've gone all quiet and squirmy. Wait, is that the bad kind of uncomfortable? No? You had a thing for me too? So it's the good kind of uncomfortable. The submissive, squirmy, flustered kind. Then if I asked you to put your head back and let me nuzzle your neck with my teeth here in public, you'd do it? Good boy. Seems my vampire costume was fate tonight, doesn't it? Now, keep your hands by your sides and look me in the eye. Fuck, you taste so good. Tell me to slow down if you need to, but shall we take this somewhere more private? My new place is a 5-minute Uber away. Oh, so very eager, aren't we? I'm not sure if that makes you a good boy, a filthy boy, or a slut. I do hope to find out, though. Come on, give me your hand. Let's go. Come on, this one's mine. Wait, before we go inside, I just want to reiterate what I whispered to you in the taxi. What safe word did I give you to immediately end the scene? Good. And if you need me to slow down, that's it. And we'll start slow. Light touch domination, nothing too mean, yet very much in control. Uh-huh. Right then. From the moment we get inside, you belong to me. Your heart is racing, baby. Deep breath. Right. Ready? Good. Inside. Now. Fuck, I like having you pinned to this wall. So, from now until I tell you otherwise, I expect you to call me mistress, okay? Good boy. And my very first instruction for you is to strip. Right now. Everything off except your boxers. I want to take them off you. Yes. Good. Now, turn around, put your hands against the wall, and put your ass out. Fuck, I can't tell you how long I've wanted to spank that ass of yours. Now, let's get these boxers down and reach around. Oh, fuck. So hard for your new mistress, aren't you? So very fucking hard. Did I give you permission to get this hard? No, I don't believe I did. But I'll take it easy on you. You don't know my rules yet, but you'll learn. Now, put your hands behind your back. Come on. This scarf may be soft, but it will secure your arms behind you for a while. There. Now I can pin you on naked to the wall. Nibble your neck. Twist your nipples. Toy with this leaking, meaty cock. Decisions, decisions. Ah, I have it. On your knees. Good boy. If I slip these off and pull my dress up a bit, your mouth becomes a very convenient height with you kneeling there. Would you like to taste me? Yeah? Have you earned it? I don't know. Maybe you should beg. Come on, beg me. I bet I can motivate you if I play with myself mere inches in front of you. And then slide my wet fingers into your mouth. Suck them clean, dirty boy. Yeah, you like how I taste? I know you do. Now, I want that tongue on my clit. Right fucking now. Yes. Just like that. Such a filthy fucking boy. Down on your knees, hands tied, while I pull your hair and your face grinds into me. Holy fuck. That's it. That's it. Right there. Don't stop. Don't you fucking stop. I'll punish you if you do. And you don't want that. Or maybe you do. We'll find out. Almost there. Almost there. Oh, keep going, dirty boy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. All over your fucking face. Fuck. That was so fucking good. But don't you worry. I'm not done with you yet. Come on, up on your feet. Good boy. Now, follow me. Come on, to my bedroom. Yeah, I definitely have a thing for pinning you to the wall, and you're just so fucking hard when I do it, you clearly like it too. But tonight, you're gonna have to work for your pleasure. Are you ready for that, my dirty boy? Now let me just untie your hands like so. Now you're going to stay here with your back to the wall until I invite you into my bed. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, while you're waiting there and I'm lounging on my bed, what shall I do? Ah, yes, I'm going to play with myself. Play with my hot, wet cunt while your eyes fixate on me. Fuck. Tell me you want me. Again, tell me you want me. You can't have me yet. Not yet. Only when I give you permission. And you need my permission because you're mine. Fuck, it's time to start begging, boy. Go on. Beg. Oh, that's so fucking hot, hearing you beg while I play with myself. Okay, okay. I'll stop teasing. Get over here. Right fucking now. But put your hands under the pillows. You may be on top, but I'm in charge. I'm doing the touching. You're doing the work. Understood? Good. Now kiss me. Now, slide inside me. Slide inside me while I drag my nails all over your ass. Fuck, that's it. Don't hold anything back. This isn't about stamina and trying to impress me with how long you can last. This is about giving me your cum. Come on. Harder. Faster. Thrusting hard into me while I spank that ass. I want to hear you count. Good boy. Kiss me again while you keep thrusting that desperate cock in me. Now turn your head. Let me bite your neck as you get closer and closer. Fuck, you're almost there, aren't you? So very close. So ask for permission. Ask for permission to come. Music to my ears. Yes, naughty boy, yes, you can come, but I'm going to spank you until you're finished. Come on, give me that cum. I want it. Give it to me. Come. Now. Right fucking now. That's it. That's it. Give me all of it. Fuck, there's so much of it. You really needed that, didn't you? And don't think I've finished with you yet. I definitely need more of you. And hey, you don't have to answer this right now, but maybe we could do this regularly? Maybe as more than friends? Oh, you like that idea? Perfect. But I can't promise I'll be this kind every time. I mean, letting you come when I've only had one orgasm. So very generous of me. You got lucky, Mr. Writer. You did say you liked both gentle and hard femdom, though, so it's going to be fun to explore together. I can be quite mean when I want to be. Hey, that reminds me, before we go again, let's read some of your script. Uh-huh. I want to see just how kinky you are. I mean, how bad could it be, right? Who knows? Maybe it'll give me a few ideas for next time, you dirty, filthy boy.